Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. And in our previous devotion, we saw that Jesus' brothers, his half-brothers, I should say, had pressured him to go to Jerusalem for the Festival of Tents and to show himself to be what he claimed to be. Now, he refused to go with them. So the brothers and others leave for the Festival of Tents while Jesus remains behind, at least for a short time, and that's where we pick up with the story. John chapter 7, verse 10 says, "After his brothers had gone up to the festival, then he also went up, not openly, but secretly." Now, he's still trying to avoid a direct confrontation with the Jewish leaders. It wasn't yet time for him to have this showdown, for the crucifixion to take place. There were still things he needed to do. Verse 11, "The Jews were looking for him at the festival and saying, 'Where is he?'" So Jesus was the hot topic of the day with the people who had gathered for this week-long festival in Jerusalem. Verse 12, "And there was a lot of murmuring about him among the crowds. Some were saying, 'He is a good man.' Others were saying, 'No, on the contrary, he's deceiving people.'" So the debate centered really on Jesus's character. Was he a good man or was he a deceiver? And Jesus had made it impossible to choose something between. Jesus claimed to be sent from God. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, to be the creator and the source of truth. So either Jesus is God or Jesus is a deceiver. I love what C.S. Lewis said about this a few generations ago, but C.S. Lewis, a professor, a Christian, really, he said this in a way that classically has been encouraging to many people. He wrote, "A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things that Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with a man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us, and he did not intend to." And so Jesus, he is either God or he is a deceiver and a foolish man, and the people were debating that. Look at verse 13. "Still, nobody was talking publicly about him for fear of the Jews." Verse 14, "When the festival was already half over, Jesus went up into the temple and he began to teach." Now this begins Jesus' temple discourse. It's going to cover from right here, chapter 7, verse 14, all the way through chapter 8, verse 59. It's a long time of teaching for Jesus. It would have taken place over 2 or 3 days, and it'll take us 2 or 3 weeks probably to cover it all. Now, what I want to do is pause there, and we will pick up with this discourse in our next daily devotion. But I want to draw your attention to a new element that I want to begin including in our daily devotions. Not every day, but most days, I want to give you a praise prompt or a prayer prompt. Do you know the difference between, a praise prompt or a thanksgiving prompt? Do you know the difference between praising the Lord and thanking the Lord? We praise the Lord for who he is. We thank the Lord for what he has done. So if we say, for instance, that God is powerful, well, we don't thank him for being powerful. No, we praise him for being powerful. But if I were to say that God has blessed me with a family, I don't praise him for those blessings. I thank him for those blessings. So we praise the Lord and we thank the Lord. And I want to give you a prompt most days to help you do one or the other of those things. Today, I want to give you a praise prompt. Praise the Lord today for his omniscience. Omniscience means that God knows everything about everything, that nothing is beyond his understanding. God is never surprised. He knows every mystery. There are two verses I like to point to. Listen to these and let these prompt your praise. Job 28:24, for he looks to the ends of the earth and he sees everything under the heavens. And then I think of Daniel 2:22. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Take a moment today and pray a prayer of praise for his omniscience. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.